Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Brother Doug on the Good Day program with Brother Rich.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Sister Jen.
There she is.
On the Good Day program. Remember Brother Love's Traveling? What was the name of that?
Absolutely.
I don't, but I remember Brother Love, the wrestling manager.
Oh, really?
Who painted his face. Actually, Rich, can you find some audio? Doug, you won't be sorry. Type in Brother Love Wrestling. He painted his face red.
Really?
Real red, because he wanted to be like a southern preacher who was screaming all day at his congregation. He'd wear a white suit. And he'd go, I love you. He's the best. I love Brother Love.
Brother Love. Right. But there was wasn't there an album or song, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show or something?
Neil Diamond, who actually this is.
It is Neil Diamond. That's right.
This is Neil Diamond.
Put it all together.
Very good, Doug.
All right, Richie. 7 and change after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The initial autopsy on Bobby Christina Brown suggests that she's still dead, and that the information that earlier was presented, the bathtub business, there still is no clear cause of her death.
No,
although the speculation was that she was put in the bathtub after there was a fight. She was upside down or something.
Not face down.
Face down.
How many people need to take a bath face down?
Right.
Besides my 8-year-old daughter when she's swimming laps in the tub.
So too many people. Who
but
are
they're
doing
saying
that.
This guy that she was with, who Whitney Houston apparently raised as her own kid, so they were like brother and sister, but then they had a romantic relationship. He used to be abusive towards her. She had bruises on her body. And I don't think she was found with drugs in her system. So he was saying that she overdosed by mistake, but I don't know.
All right. Speaking of that, the still continuing saga of Bill Cosby, maybe you took advantage of the poll opportunity for you to express your opinion of Bill Cosby. Our question was, has your opinion changed? And 34% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, yes, now I think he's guilty. 31% of you said, no, I always thought he was guilty. 20% of you said, I'm not sure. 11% said, no, I think he's innocent. 3% said, I thought he was guilty, but I'm leaning the other way now. Really? Interesting.
How many people said, I'm not sure?
I'm not sure. 20%.
That's about the percentage of population that he hasn't hit on or drugged, right? That works out.
There you go. Right about.
Now, Richie.
Right on. All right, you'll be happy to know that Joe Biden is at work.
Good.
Joe Biden was at LaGuardia Airport and announced yesterday the federal government will put up $4 billion to rebuild over the next 4.5 years the airport completely. So from the ground up, LaGuardia will be a different airport. I don't know what good that's going to do because they can't build any more runways because they're basically out in Long Island Sound now anyway. They have two runways. One of them goes this way, the other one goes that way, and that's it. So they can accommodate more people and better by building all of these malls and shops and stuff in the store. But
they can lay dirt in that water and build it up and add a couple of runways, can't they?
That would be a
wind farm and a runway.
That would be
good. Why not?
Aim for that. You're going to land at that airport? Aim for that windmill. The excuse me, the essence of it is that The two East Coast airports that get the most traffic by politicians are LaGuardia and Washington National. Washington National was rebuilt to the extent that they could.
So nice now.
But they still haven't got any more room.
Correct.
They can't land or take off any faster because they don't have any more runways. And the same is true at LaGuardia. So it's a government work. You know what they do? They tear down all the old airport. This is an airport that was built in 1930-something or other. Fiorello LaGuardia, what a great name. He's a former mayor of New York, and the airport was named after him when he died. It was his idea to build an airport close into the city, so they named it for him. And the superstructure, infrastructure, you look at the old American Airlines, well, any of them, but there happens to be a couple of hangars there that they work on planes. One of them is the old American. And it just, you look at, you just see, they're like a Humphrey Bogart movie when you look at it. And there's a certain charm to that. Now, I'm going to rip it all down. They'll fill it up with malls. Have you been to that Baltimore airport, Richie? The new BWI?
Uh-huh.
And you see how they built it? It's a mall, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's not, you go from one plane to another. It's, you're lucky to catch your plane by the time you walk from one end of it to another, because every place you look is a trip zone for, oh, and by the way, did you hear how the malls and the supermarkets are working now, or the stores in the malls? If you go into a supermarket, this is something that came out yesterday. Phil Lepper's supermarket
conversation, everybody.
No, no, this is this sort of follows in.
Okay,
follows in suit with how, what we're doing is we're creating these opportunities. The government is paying or subsidizing the building of an enterprise that will be commercial. The city will own the land and the building, but they'll rent the space out to all these people that have shops and malls, these big stores selling handbags and doing massages and selling you food, as you see in every airport now. That money goes into the city coffers. So where does it go? Richie keeps asking the question, which is a great question. When all of these things are collected, the fine from Chrysler, the money for this rental or that rental, where does it go? Who's accounting for
when the Department
that money?
Of Justice fines some company $100 million.
Where's the money go? Where's the money from the lease go at LaGuardia Airport or at Logan Airport or LAX or wherever it is? Where's that money go? Question to be answered.
Good question.
I thought it was a good question. Thank you.
You're so smart.
Anyway, so to go back to the sort of shiny penny, there's not much you can do with LaGuardia to change the reality there.
I'm looking at a aerial shot of it now. You're right.
Yeah, you can't do anything there. So the other airport airline airplane news today is that American Airlines started last week flying 787s. They've taken delivery so far of 12 or 14 of them, and they eventually want to use them to do the New York, Los Angeles. They run 8 flights a day, and they want to use the 787 as the replacement for the old 767, but they don't have enough of them yet, so they're using them on their international routes that they're trying to get the high-paying customer, big-dollar customer, from Dallas and Chicago and Los Angeles to China. So they sent one, I think it's the, this may have been the maiden flight of that plane, Richie, you can check it, but if it isn't, it is within the first week or two of this plane doing this trip, and it got whacked by some huge hail, apparently taking off, and only went about 40-50 miles out of the Chinese airport, and had to turn around and go back again because the nose cone, and you've seen pictures of it, we ought to probably post it.
It looks like somebody punched it in the face
and
just bent it all the way in, and this is hail.
Yeah,
and a couple of the passengers were quoted, asking them, and they said, "I thought we were going down."
Mm-hmm.
It was that violent of weather.
Yeah.
But it did a number on this nose cone of this plane.
Well, those planes, the nose cones are not metal, They're made out of
really
heavy plastic.
I was listening to a report, and they said hail can render an airplane inoperable in a number of ways.
Yep.
It can damage any of the wingspan supports, or get into the motors, the engines, the jets.
Yep.
It can damage the windshield, the fuselage.
See, the question here would be, why would you they had to know there's something wrong with the weather system.
Yeah, they know it.
Normally, they would not take off into something. If they were only 40 miles away from the airport and they couldn't go around around it. There's something wrong with the direction. That they should have been able to go around that, get above it. And when you're in, if you're out 40 miles, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to, up above it, around it, somehow or other. Their directions. This is the undercover story. I wonder if this will come out. That plane should never have gone through that weather, because they could have very easily. Those planes are engineered to take off and go up so fast that within 4 to 5 miles they can almost reach their cruising altitude if they have to. So that there's something screwy with this story. If 40, 50 miles out, they haven't gotten high enough to go around.
Someone screwed something up. Right. Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
It isn't. It doesn't sound right. But the other thing is, the good thing about these planes, the new 787 is titanium. It's lighter, but it's made of this really strong stuff that doesn't break or fall apart. So the likelihood of you going down because there is some sort of co-opting of the cabin, Richie, not likely. What more likely is, as you suggested, something gets eaten by the engine, and if something like that happened, those engines are new design, but they're still conventional jet engines. They suck everything in. So if it sucks in a bunch of hail, that ain't going to be a pretty picture, because that engine will stall out on that, and it'll break some of the fan blades. You know, that stuff is heavy enough. You know, that it's crystallized ice.
Yeah.
So your block of that goes into the fan blades of those engines. Gonzo. So anyway, but they're fortunate all of them will be back on the ground. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with that plane, because they're not likely, you know, they can send some stuff over there to fix it. But I'm guessing that plane's got to go back to Boeing for them to really go through it. And how do you get it from China to Seattle without flying it there? Who wants to be the volunteer pilot to fly it from China to Seattle? Well, let's check this out over here. 18 after the hour with questions and answers. This is Good Day.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
I'm Joe Montaigne, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Gotta be me. Let's review some number one tunes. At this point in every hour of the Good Day program, we present some sort of musical interlude, a musical connection to things that are going on in the world today. Sometimes just sit back, kick it off, and listen to some pop music like this number one song from this week in 2000, belonging to NSYNC. It's gonna be me, Jen Jen. Is that what it is?
I'm tear dancing.
I go back a little further to this week in 1996. Number one song was Tony Braxton's You're Making Me High.
This isn't so bad.
No, it's all right. It was on Family Feud.
You know, I watched it.
Celebrity Family Feud. All right, let's see. Also, from this date in 2005.
You have to be a stump not to win Celebrity Family Feud.
I know, right? Yeah. Michael Bublé's Home.
Another summer day has come and gone away. From Paris to Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Keep moving. Number one for this week in 1999, Christina Aguilera. Genie in a Bottle, Jen Jen.
Love it. Her first big hit.
25 and change after the hour on Good Day. First big hit was Genie in a Bottle. Yeah, I think I remember. I remember it was her first big hit. All right, here we go. Bringing it up to this date 5 years ago, Train. I like this song. Hey, Soul Sister, number one during this week in 2010. On the radio, in the stadio, stereo, wherever we go, crank it up, Richie! So, Jenya, what's the story with Train anyway? What's their origin?
I used to love Train. But yeah, they're gone really now. Yeah. I mean, again, this was one of those bands that they toured.
Yeah, they just toured, but I mean.
Do they have any new stuff, though, or do they do kind of like the nostalgia tour?
Kind of, but yeah. I don't know. That lead singer dude is weird, man.
What's his name? He was hot.
Oh, he was Guy Liner, though.
Guy Liner?
Yeah,
like
kind of
Boy
like
George does?
Yeah. In a hotter, manlier way.
Right.
You can maybe pull off some Guy Liner.
Really?
Guy Liner.
Doug can pull it off, I think.
Right. I'll check with my advisor. I'll send her an email right now. Should I be wearing
it? Make sure you do black, though. You don't want to do like blue Guy Liner. Then people start to wonder if you're a real man.
Okay.
Well, anybody who wears Guy Liner, you start to wonder if he's a real man.
No, not with this dude. What's his name?
Whatever.
Next, number one, 1994, for the 11th week in a row, this song is number one. I swear by All for One.
We had the guy on the air, remember? We had one of the members of All for One. He was really nice.
Yep.
I can see Russia from my house.
Alright, let's see. Are we at 26 past hours here? 26.
We are.
We're 26 past.
Coming up on 27 past.
Alright, so we have time for Faith Hill. Number one during this week in 2001. There you'll be. Not my favorite Faith Hill song, but a good song.
It's a pretty good one. From Pearl Harbor, right?
I think you're right about that.
Every once in a while.
I want to say hi to Janet Harvey and to Gwen Ruther, who are two of our Facebook friends working over. We have all kinds of information that we're passing along, kind of fun things that we're sharing with people. As a matter of fact, one of the interesting things is our video of the day today, which I want to focus on in a moment, plus the latest on Donald Trump. Coming up in the next half hour, as if we haven't heard enough from him. Yes, very spicy. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Stephen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hey.
And Rich McFadden.
Hey.
You have so much in common. You both have vowels in your first and last name, and both names end with an N. How about that for coincidence? Write that down somewhere.
Yeah, we both have vowels.
Yeah. Both How many people do you know who don't have vowels in their first name?
I thought you
name?
Said V, B.
I said vowels. We both have vowels.
All right. So, Donald Trump, speaking of vowels and vowels.
Look at you being all cutesy, buddy.
I just tickle myself there. Donald Trump is leading still. Every day there's a different poll, a different coverage, but he's stayed out in front since he declared that he wanted to be El Presidente. The numbers have gone up, as a matter of fact, in New Hampshire, and he's close to being number one in Iowa as well. So whatever his gig, it seems to be working, unless you don't believe the polls or you think they're skewed or
his
whatever
gig
it
is anti-establishment.
Yep.
And it's
his gig is we're
yep.
tired. We're sick
yep.
and tired.
Right. And we are. We're all sick and tired of this baloney. One of the great discussions that I think is going to come. I saw that your pal, Mr. Boehner, had allowed legislation.
Who are you speaking to when you say your pal?
Yeah, I don't know him.
I'm not friends with that orange man.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm being facetious. Whoever's listening that thinks Boehner is doing a good job.
Right.
So, and this shows you, we were talking about McConnell and trying to get this highway bill done and his attaching some pork. He's horrible. Boehner is horrible. What's his face? They're all horrible. So Boehner, Mr. Power Potentate, is trying to get, for the first time, a discussion going of what to do in the prisons. And, you know, this has been something, and why the Republicans stick to this, it makes them look like the exact opposite of what they seem to want to present as far as an image is concerned. The system, Obama took this one and he was right with it. The system is corrupt, it's broken, it's wrong, too many people in jail. Let's redo the specs, let's redo the bill, let's redo the law or the rules as to who has to go to jail for what consequence and infraction and fix it. But they're stalling around on that. Now finally, Mr. Potentate says, well, I think we can hear a bill on this now, you big phony. All right, enough about that. And this speaks to that. Today, barring any last-minute setbacks, the youngest murderer in the history of our country to be sent to prison is going to walk. He was 12 years old when he admitted to killing their father's girlfriend in 1999. He and his sister. He was 12, his sister was 13. They were being sexually abused, and they planned to kill their abuser, their father, and the father's girlfriend, who they said was allowing the abuse to continue. They became the youngest children in the country to be charged as adults. First-degree murder. Life in prison was what they were facing. They pled guilty to second degree, sentenced to 18 years in prison, followed by probation for life. The man is now 29. Sister is 30. The sister gets out next month. He's getting out today. Why? Why aren't they both getting out today? Hello? Why are they? Why is she not getting out today? Huh?
What do you do?
About
you've been
what?
You've been in prison since you were 12. What do you
do? Yeah, you don't know how to act on the outside.
Did anybody prove if, in fact, they were sexually abused? What happened to that? Just go up and smoke? Or was it not true? I'm beginning to vaguely remember this.
I don't remember this one. This was too long
vague,
ago.
Vague memories. In 1999, where was I? Was I here yet, Richie? Yeah,
you were.
Here.
You stayed here in 98.
So I'm trying to figure out why this would come back to me, because I wasn't necessarily connected to Florida, but there's something about this comes back to me. And I asked at the time. I remember asking, okay, so they killed this woman, and they wanted to kill the father, but what happened to the father? He was apparently guilty as hell, sexually abusing these children.
I can't imagine that if that were true, though, that those kids would go to jail.
That's why I'm trying to figure out.
Kids just don't off their parents.
I mean, no, they don't.
There's a reason.
There's a reason for it. Yeah, right. Thank you. I don't thank you, but it's of interest. Okay, speaking of law and order, the video of the day today at DougStefan.com is from St. Landry Parish in Louisiana. The sheriff, you're going to hear the audio, but you got to watch him because he reminds me of Jackie Gleason. You know the movie that Jackie Gleason played the sheriff in?
Smoking the Bandit.
Was that Smoking the Bandit?
Okay. Yeah.
The sheriff gives a Crime Stopper report, which is obviously a bit personal for him. And so this has been seen already by about 1 million people. The criminal is still at large in the case. Again, watch the video, but here is the audio.
On Wednesday night, July the 8th, Stelly's Market and Restaurant on Highway 71 was broken into and burglarized. The thief smashed the front glass with a large rock, kicked in the office door, and made off with hundreds of dollars in cash. Watch as a man commits his crime. Look at him close. The hooded jacket he's wearing is camouflage. He appears to be light-skinned or white, and he looks to be around 6 foot tall and thin. Watch how he walks, with sort of a lanky gait. Stelly's has been a local favorite for decades. The family works hard and is known to be generous. Always with a kind word for friend or stranger, the Stelly family represents Southern hospitality at its best. If you're the man that committed this felony, look at me, son. I'm talking to you. The sheriff likes Stelly's restaurant, and so do I. The food here is good, and the folks are friendly. We're going to identify you, arrest you, and put you in a small cell. After that, I'm going to have a cheeseburger here with fries and a Coke and leave a nice tip for the waitress. Meanwhile, your next meal will be served through a small hole in a cell door. Because our detectives harvested DNA from the rock you used, and you left a perfect boot print on the door you kicked in.
You dummy.
But we won't have to wait on lab results, because you're on St. Landry Crime Stoppers tonight. Congratulations, son. I'm about to make you famous. By tomorrow, 100,000 people will have watched you commit a felony. You will be recognized. And the people that know you don't really like you anyway. So when it comes down to a choice between you and $1,000, they'll take the cash. On behalf of Crime Stoppers, I'm Lieutenant Higgins.
All right, Lieutenant Higgins. You know, I think we should get him as the Doug Steffen Crime Stopper. Do you think we can get him on the air?
Oh, my God. Is that
He's
perfect?
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
I like him.
They still haven't got the guy yet, though.
Oh,
but I'm going over there and have me
well,
a
they will.
And
when they do, I'm going to eat me a burger and watch you rot in prison.
He's awesome.
All right. As long as we're on the crime patrol, the serious that is, John Russell Hauser, who is the killer in the train wreck in Lafayette, Louisiana, was armed with a semi-automatic handgun that he purchased legally. Police chief there says he bought the gun at a pawn shop in Phoenix City, Alabama, last year. He also said Hauser had visited the theater more than once to see whether there was anything that could be a soft target for him. And then
I'd like to know something about this gun purchase, because people tend to use these kind of events for their own political gains. This guy should not have been allowed to buy a gun because he had his ex-wife report him years before. So how did they not see that when he went through the background check?
It was involuntary.
How do you mean?
His commitment. And apparently there is a loophole where if it's a voluntary, if I get this backwards, voluntary versus involuntary was the reason that he was able to buy the gun. Whether he was committed voluntarily or involuntarily made the difference in whether he showed up on the report in a background check.
Really?
Yep.
So which was he, voluntary or involuntary?
I think if his wife committed him, it was involuntary.
So don't you think that would be the worst kind?
Think.
If someone says, you are so nuts, you don't even know how nuts you are.
Right, yeah. If your wife has you put away, you would think that that shows up on your record somewhere.
It's because no one wants to talk about mental illness because it's not pretty.
No. You know what? If I were Donald Trump, that's one of the things that I would be talking about.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
Every politician should be talking about we need to be looking at mental health issues, because every single time, every single week when we get one of these stories that comes out where somebody did something
and
crazy.
It is every week now.
It has to do with mental disorders.
Okay, you wanted to know about up or down on Guyliner?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That would be a big no in capital letters.
Oh, come on. You're missing out. It's going to be good.
Excuse me.
I'm telling you, key for you. You got to go to the
I can't
black.
Imagine me ever. This is not me. You know that. I mean, I have a hard time with any kind of jewelry. Wearing
this
a watch
isn't jewelry,
on the
key.
I don't
even
wear a watch.
I'm going one step further in terms of wearing makeup or jewelry and that kind of stuff. It's just not. That isn't where I come from. But it's interesting. It was fun. I just figured I'd get something back quickly, and I did. A big no.
I can't imagine you would be.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't go over well.
No, I wouldn't do it anyway. Anyway, but it would. It's fun to ask the question and see what happens on the downside. 16 before the hour, 44 after the hour. If you are one of the millions and millions and millions of American men and women suffering from thinning hair, may I be a help to you with that predicament? Predicament solved by Provia. Provia is the... Isn't that sound like you're calling your dog? Provia!
Provia, get over here.
Come over. Provia.
Get back now. Get off my head.
All right, so this is a natural hair thinning treatment that goes to work, cleanses your scalp, does it naturally, cleans out the pores. It has a volumizer that thickens the hair, so the follicles of hair under your scalp can come back up again, replacing the hair that has fallen out. This is safe, no side effects. You get your hair back or your money back. That's the guarantee. Simple, straightforward. You will absolutely adore what happens. It delivers on its promise. Take it for me. I'm using it. You can use it. Men, women, doesn't make any difference. Order Provia today by calling 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Delivering on its promise. That's the best thing you could possibly hear. It's powerful. It is superb in that. Well, actually, here's what I want you to know beside how well it works. There are two types. There are two levels, Provia and Provia 2. And if you use Doug Steffen's name when you order, you'll get Provia and free Provia 2. So you pay for one, get two, plus fast shipping. No cost. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get that hair back again. Order now. The amazing Super Concentrate comes as part of the package. And get free express shipping as well. It's Provia. 800-525-8319.
Are you half Irish, a quarter Italian? With Ancestry DNA, you can find new and fascinating details about your ethnic origins. And from now until Saturday, Ancestry DNA is offering an unheard-of discount off DNA kits when you visit TryAncestryDNA.com. It's the lowest price ever for Ancestry DNA. Connect with distant relatives around the world. Visit TryAncestryDNA.com now through Saturday. It's only at TryAncestryDNA.com. That's TryAncestryDNA.com.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free. 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Ink. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1, ends 8-1.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
So, Donald Trump is somebody who's captured our attention. It depends on not necessarily your age, but where you come from. I think the older you are, the more experienced you are in how things don't work, and the more frustrated you are, therefore, the more likely. I find few young people who take him seriously. And when I say young people, I mean people under the age of 40, with the exception of Jennifer. And that's probably too blanket a statement. But the world of social media is so much fun when it comes to this sort of thing. There's a whole string of hashtags that follow the line, when Trump is elected, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Donald Care will cover spray tans, highlights, and Botox.
Yeah, well.
Let's see here. He'll divorce our country for a younger, prettier country. When Trump is elected, Canada will erect a huge wall to prevent mass immigration. When Trump is elected, he will create middle-class jobs by paying them to cheer for him during his speeches. When Trump is elected, he will create his first legal immigrant. I'm sorry. When Trump is elected, the first illegal immigrant he must deport is that undocumented worker living on his head. See, I don't think that stuff is funny.
Read the next one.
Let's see. He better deport his immigrant wife, otherwise he's a hypocrite.
When Trump's elected, his hair will have its own Secret Service agent.
All right. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Greg Stebbin, not Gregory, as we learned yesterday. The big news yesterday was his name is not Gregory. That was the big,
big.
That was the big news yesterday. Today's big news focuses on yesterday's big news too. The Microsoft Windows 10. Matter of fact, our poll at DougSteffen.com focuses on Windows 10 launching tomorrow, and our question is: are you going to get it? You may be going to get it. One way or another, you you'll get it. Get it? A, yes, I've already ordered it. B, probably in the next couple of weeks. C, I'm waiting to hear reviews first. D, I doubt it. E, no, I have a Mac. All right, so fill out the poll if you would like. 1,000 people do it every day, and we'll get into that big event, the launch of Microsoft Windows 10 with Greg Stebbin in a matter of moments right here on Good Day.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it. I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead. Call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-pack count is 1, ends 8-1.
All right, so Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here with the da-da-da-da-da-da-la-la-la-la-la-la. So before tomorrow's Microsoft 10 launch, what questions are people thinking about? The Windows 10 will be required on everything that you have. I mean, isn't that sort of, I'm looking at all the stuff that I have. I'm not going to use Windows 10. I won't. I refuse to do anymore. I'm serious. I'm not doing this anymore. I'll do Windows 7 as long as it's supported, and then I think I'll go to Mac. But you know,
well, you're not alone there, Doug. And I think one of the challenges for Microsoft is they're touting this as being for your PC, your phone, your tablet, all kinds of future devices, your gaming device. But you know what?
Well, they have to do that because otherwise they go out of business. Who's going to pay any attention to them?
Well, yes, right? but if part of a large part of the appeal of Windows 10 is that you can use it across multiple devices.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually have a Windows phone, and how many people are going to give up their iPhone or their Android phone for a Windows phone? This is a real problem.
What would be an example of a Windows phone?
Well, they have a line of their own phones called Lumina and other companies.
When did you ever see anybody using a Lumina phone?
But that's my point.
Hello.
You do occasionally see someone use a Windows phone, and then when I see someone using a Windows phone, I look at them and I wonder, what's wrong with that?
Okay, you want to hear something really funny? You know, I use a flip phone. A G2Z Casio flip phone. And I've had 3 of them. And when I have a smartphone, I have the iPad, I have all the things, the tools. I've been using the smartphone more, but I don't want to depend on it because I think you can become dependent on it. So I ordered a new flip phone yesterday to replace the one that I have. This is getting dusty and not working, so I got a new one.
So have you heard about the LG Gentle?
No.
It is a flip phone that runs the Android operating system. So it has a keypad just like a regular flip phone. Big numbers. It is a phone keypad, and then you can use it's larger than a traditional flip phone, but it also then has a touch screen, but it flips open. I actually think for a lot of people, maybe
will you send me
myself included,
a picture of the image?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a very interesting idea of bringing back the best features of a flip phone, because it was great as a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the screen for smartphone function.
I'm all excited. Yeah, that's great.
Right, it is. I find it very necessary. Small, put it in my pocket. The trouble is it gets dirty on the farm, and after a couple of years it doesn't operate.
Just feed it to a goat.
Thank you for that. I'll remember that. Okay. Woohoo! About Microsoft Windows 10. Yeah, that's it. Greg Stebbin here to lead us informationally in the technology area. 59 after the.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.